Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Tahajjud Salah, as explained Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he brought various ahadith under this chapter. He didn't just suffice on a few ahadith, but because the importance of Tahajjud Salah is very great in the life of a Muslim, a believer, so therefore to emphasize upon this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he brought various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking about this. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلاة الليل مثنى مثنى فإذا خفت الصبح فأوتر بواحدة متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the night salah should be in units of two rakats, and if you fear the break of dawn, then add one rakat to it and make it into witr. Witr in literal translation means odd number. We explained that was shaf'i wal watri. Shaf'i means even numbers, witr means in Arabic odd numbers. So ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying add one more rakat. In other words, witr must be odd numbers, it must be three rakats. So therefore you'll find that the Ahnaf, we say that the third rakat must be joined to the two rakats. In other words, a person reads two rakats, he stands up, there's no salam, he stands up and he reads the third rakat. That's how we get three rakats witr. The other madahib, you will find that they say it is two rakats plus one rakat. So therefore, if you go Haramain, etc., you will see that the witr, how it's read, they read two rakats, and then they make salam, and they read one more rakat. But it's all coming from the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's just how the hadith is interpreted. So therefore, we say that it's three rakats witr, it's two rakats after tashahud, we stand up. They say, no, it is three rakats. Some mazahib say you can have a choice. Either you can read two rakats and make salam and make one rakat, or after two rakats, you can read the third rakat. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli min al-layli mathna mathna wa yutiru bi raka'atin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the night salah. Night salah meaning tahajjud salah, salah at night, in units of two rakats, and then add one rakat to make it into witr salah. So we may think that this hadith is talking about witr salah. How come it's brought under the chapter of tahajjud? Yes. What is meant is the first part of the hadith that is referring to this particular chapter is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform salah in units of two. Remember, when a person is reading Nafil Salah, he can read four rakats Nafil Salat, he can read two rakats Nafil Salat, he can read six rakats Nafil Salat, he can read eight rakats altogether. In other words, two rakats, tashahud, wake up for another two. After that, he can sit in tashahud, he doesn't have to make salam, he can wake up again and he can read six. So this is what he meant by two, two, two. But now, the question that arises, is it more afzal that a person reads two rakats and makes salam, and then stand up for another two, or he must read four? He can, in other words, with one salam, one takbir ula, and one salam, he reads four rakats, or he can read six rakats, he can read eight rakats. Which is the better one? That is the discussion that is under consideration here. But with regards to the tahajjud salat, with regards to the night salat, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the night salat in units of two. In other words, even if he was reading eight rakats, he would read two rakats salam, and they read another two rakats, another two rakats. Not one takbiri ula and one salam. So according to the Ahnaf, the view of our view, Sahibin means the two students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, they say that one may perform salah. The question is not which is permissible. Permissible, and all will say that the person can read two, he can read four, he can read six, he can read eight. In other words, one takbiri ula, one salam. All of them say it's permissible. The question is, which is afzal, which is the best? So Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi say two is the best. In other words, when a person is reading his tahajjud salah, he reads it in twos. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that four rakats is best. In other words, person makes takbiri ula, then he reads four rakats, and then he makes salam. So he's not doing it in twos, but he's doing it in fours. So all of them, they base it upon the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is how it is derived. So sometimes when we go and we see, for example, a person goes to the haram and then he sees that he's done like this, we shouldn't think that this is not according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different imams, they looked at it differently, the action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they looked at the various ahadith, and then that's how they came to the conclusion that this is how it is, how it's supposed to be done. We'll just do one more hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يفطر من الشهر حتى نظن ألا يصوم منه ويصوم حتى نظن ألا يفطر منه شيئا وكان لا تشاء أن تراه من الليل مصليا إلا رأيته ولا نائما إلا رأيته رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to abstain from fasting in a month until we thought that he would not fast in that month at all, and at times he used to fast until we thought that he would not break his fast at all. In other words, some months Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't fast a lot. So we thought that this month Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not keeping any of this nawafil fast, nafil fast. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. And sometimes we think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to fast the whole month. In some months he used to fast so much that we would think that in this month he's not going to miss out any fast because of the amount of fast that he used to keep. We'll give an explanation just now. The second part of this hadith is that we, at times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast until we thought that he would not break his fast in it at all. If you wanted, the narrator of the hadith is saying, if you wanted to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah at night, you would see him doing so. And if you wanted to see him resting, sleeping, then you would see him doing so. So what does this hadith mean? That if you wanted to see him performing salah, you would see him. If you wanted to see him sleeping, you would sleep. You would see him sleeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did it in such a way that he chose different times of the night to wake up for tahajjud, to show us and to teach us that it is permissible to do it different parts of the night. So therefore, sometimes you would see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wanted to see him reading in the first part, you would see him. You wanted to see him reading in the middle part, sometimes you would see him. You wanted to see him in the last part also, you would see it. This was the shafqat and the mercy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Despite him having the strength of reading tahajjud salat the whole night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't go into any extremes. So that didn't become difficult for his ummah. So approximately half the night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be in nafil salat, in tahajjud salat. But the way the narrator is explaining it is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it at different times. This is the kindness upon his ummah. So therefore we also, it becomes easy for us that we want to fast also sometimes, we don't want to fast. Was also the practice of Rasulullah ﷺ. It didn't become too hard for us. And sometimes the person is awake in the early part of the night, so he wants to perform his tahajjud salat. It was also the practice of Rasulullah ﷺ to read in the early part. And if he would, if sometimes read it in the latter part, so there we know that it is also the sunnat practice of Rasulullah ﷺ. Although the afzal time, the best part to read it is after half the night has passed. Now a person wakes up for tahajjud till the time of Subah Sadiq. That is now the afzal time to read that tahajjud salat. In other words, after half the night, if you look at the whole night, after half is passed, this is the best time. But it doesn't mean that the other times that are there, a person can't read. Sometimes a person is going to sleep late, he fears that he's going to miss his tahajjud salat. Now also he can read his salah, and then his tahajjud salat, and still go to sleep. Allah Ta'ala has made our sharia so easy, that a person in the habit of tahajjud salat, he should never miss his tahajjud salat for whatever it is. If he's afraid that he may be tired, before he sleeps also he can read. Therefore we find the pious, they had this one policy that at night they would read 4 rakat salat, we explained, and they would read 4 rakats tahajjud salat at night, every night before they slept. Allah forbid, if for some reason they overslept, at least that night they didn't miss tahajjud salat. As we explained, tahajjud can be read from after Isha, a person reads the 2 sunnat after Isha. From that time onwards now he can read his tahajjud right up till Fajr. So why miss out that opportunity? They were so careful that we rather be safe than be sorry. In this dunya, we are so careful about being safe, so that we don't be sorry. For deen also, we should be safe and have a practice that let me take caution and not just sleep without reading at least 4 rakats of tahajjud salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.